Oh, I didn't expect to see you up so late. Me? Well, I couldn't sleep. I suppose my mind is too restless these days. You brought tea without my asking. You always know what I need. You're quite remarkable, you know. It's funny, isn't it? How long we've known each other. Sometimes I can hardly remember a time before you were here. I see you more than anyone else in this household. More than anyone else in my life, truly. I still remember the day you first came to my service, 10 years ago. You were just a boy then. How your eyes shone with such earnestness. Ah, and yet, you've grown into a man. So capable. So loyal. So dear. Why, I still remember not long ago when I fell ill. The whole household fussed, and I told them all to leave me be, but you stayed. I woke in the middle of the night, fevered and confused. And there you were, keeping vigil, your eyes never leaving me. And now here we are, talking as if, as if we are simply two people in a room. No titles, no obligations, just friends. And you know, I do consider you a friend, not just someone who fetches tea or opens doors. You listen, you notice things, little things about me that others overlook. I am both truly indebted and grateful for that. You feel the same, that we are friends? Well, I'm happy that you do. It means so much to me, knowing just that. Though, friends hardly captures it these days. You must see, there's a bond I feel with you. Something that goes beyond words or titles. You understand me as no one else does. You see me. Even when I feel like I'm lost in my own world. I can't hide these feelings any longer. You should know, or more have the right to know. So, I will say it here. And now, I love you more deeply than I have ever loved anyone. But this is foolish. You're younger than me, by several years, far too young for me to feel this way. It isn't right. It isn't. You're handsome, intelligent, strong. All of those things, but I'm not the girl I once was. You deserve someone with youth, with beauty, with promise for the future. Well, I am a woman well past her prime. Now I know what you must be thinking, that this is nothing but a passing whim, that I'm clinging to some shred of my youth. You could have any woman you desire. And here I am with my foolish heart, asking for what I have no right to ask. I shouldn't feel this way about you. It's selfish of me to want more from you and loyalty than your friendship. But I can't help it. I've fallen in love with you. And I know you can never feel the same way. Not for someone like me. Why must I be so weak? Why must I long for something that I know I can never have? You deserve someone young. Someone who can give you a life filled with joy. Not a woman who's already seen her years come and go. What? You love me too? Truly? You have loved me for that many years. You truly mean it, don't you? But how can you say such things? No, it can't be. What would people say? A noble woman and her servant? It would be scandalous. I'd be ridiculed as a foolish old woman, and you? It would call you a crook, accuse you of trying to climb above your station for wealth. Society would never accept us. Why must you say that to me in such a way? As if I'm all you've ever wanted. If you truly want this, want me, against all odds, I'll stop fighting it. I'll give myself to you, as you've given yourself to me. Oh my, our first kiss, so soft and worth the many years of waiting. Come with me to my bed. We have much time to make up after all this longer for one another, do we not? Well, here we are, sharing the same bed, and yet, I do not wish for slumber. All I wish for is to taste your lips again. Kiss me. Again, my love. Yes. Kiss me. Embrace me. Mm-hmm. What are you doing? Attempting to remove my nightgown like that? You wish to see my body bare, but surely you jest. You are not jesting. You truly wish to see me naked? Well then, if that is what you want, I will oblige. Here it is. My body on display just for you. I've been told that my figure is deceiving for my age. That it is akin to that of a... My body is that beautiful to you. I will not argue. If it means you will kiss me all over, your lips traveling across me like this. I see. Your lips have reached to my breast. The way you kiss them, caress them, it is magnificent. The feeling of your hands and lips at once, truly divine. Where are you going? Why are you moving below my waist like... my your mouth is kissing my womanhood. No, I've never experienced this in my life. This is heaven. Please do not stop, my love. Please, your tongue, the way you use it to pleasure my flower. What is happening to me? What is this feeling? Oh my. That was wonderful. I have never felt pleasure such as that. Come to me, my love. Let me taste your lips. Oh. They taste even more exquisite than before. Please, take me, my love. I want nothing more than for you to be inside of me. Yes, I am certain. I am more than certain. Now, as your mistress, I order you to remove your breeches and show me what I desire. My God, there it is. Such a beautiful cock. To think it is so hard for me. I never imagined it would give me doubts. I'm sorry, but I am slightly weak from before. I don't think I can do much. I don't need to do anything. Just lay here. So considerate of you. Come, my love, take me here and now. Glorious. I never thought I would experience such pleasure. Oh, my dear, of course, you've proven you love to me. I cannot argue with you anymore. Not when you look at me that way. Not when you have made me feel worthy of love. Your love. You're certain about this, aren't you? Even knowing the burden and the risk of what could happen if the people knew. It would be a life bound in secrecy, in whispers, and shame. They will say you, the young man, are taking pity on the aging noble woman who could never give you what you truly need. Oh. Then, if you are truly willing to stand by me, despite everything, I am yours. I know what the world will think of us. I know what battles we'll have to face if our bond comes to light. But I don't care. I only care that you're here. Please, Let me fall asleep in your arms, my love. And when morning comes, we'll find our way to face the world together.